Hello, everybody. What is going on? Zach here with the Zach Shanky podcast. This is a podcast all about me, yo. I'm just kidding. It totally is. But hopefully it's beneficial to most people. You know, I kind of feel like, have you ever studied some history? I know most people, it's like, no. But if you actually go to the History Channel, it's like a little bit more interesting, right? Because it's a little more visually appealing, fascinating things. I actually do like a certain aspect to history, and that aspect is learning from other people's mistakes. That's what I like about it. Like, let's look at patterns in history and let's not repeat those bad ones, you know? In fact, let's look for the good ones and let's repeat those, right? And so ultimately, I'm hoping this podcast is a good way for you guys to learn from my mistakes. I've had quite a journey. This podcast is like 3-4 years old. 4 years old, I think. I used to podcast every single day on here back then. And you can actually get my entire entrepreneur journey from beginning to end right here on this podcast if you want to go and binge a whole ton of episodes of me at the beginning compared to me now. And it's really been amazing. Ultimately there's been, of course, pain points. There's been some really big low points. And at the end of the day, though, they've all been well worth it. Well worth it. And I really feel I've learned to appreciate the journey. Today was a bit overwhelming. Today I moved back in with my mom. And naturally there's some automatic overwhelm that is involved with just that statement. But in addition to that, I mean, there was other things happening. I mean, it was a crazy day from a business standpoint, lots of things shifting and pivoting, and which equates to more work and coordination and leadership. And it was crazy. But you know what? As my to-do list continues to never end, as business continues to never hold true to one thing, and I always have to make pivots and constant changes, that is part of the journey, and I've learned to love it. I'll give you an example. The other week, I had the privilege of, I was texting with a lady who I'm no longer dating, but it was a fun time with her for a little while, and she texted me, and she was basically telling me she was kind of had a bad day. And so I texted back and I said, well, do you want to talk about it? You know, like, sometimes that's helpful, right? And then she said, yes, but with a hug. Okay. So it was cool to drop everything at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever time it was, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and be able to do that. And, you know, I had a list of things to do, but at the same time, that list of things to do never ends. It never ends. And there's a point in time where you have to prioritize according to the prosperity pillars, which is time, health, relationships, money. Which part of that is money? It's the final part, right? Relationships comes before money. And so anyway, it was fun. I mean, goodness gracious. And it was an outstanding visit. We both told stories of grandparents and all sorts of things. And it was a lot of fun. So anyway, my journey. That's what this podcast is all about. So if you're new here, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you learn something from it. And if you are an OG listener, please and thank you. Like, thank you for continuing to listen, and please continue to stay. I'm just hoping that it's improving your life. That's really my hope and prayer throughout this entire podcast. So today, now that we have a 4-minute intro, today, what do I want to talk about? Well, this was my first day back living with my mother, which is an interesting thing. In fact, I'm thinking of putting a hold on dates. I have a couple scheduled, but I'm putting a hold on that side of my life until I have my own place, because it's just weird. It's just weird and a little bit embarrassing, and so I might as well just save everyone some grief and just work on getting out of my mom's house again. Funny story, though, about that. So a lot of you are thinking, like, wait. We're here to listen about success. And this guy's living with his mom. Yes. Yes. Because we're not actually here just to learn about Zach's situation, okay? We're here actually to learn about solving problems. At the end of the day, the bigger the problems you solve, the more money you make. Hence why I make a lot of money teaching people how to trade, because the lack of real trading mentorship out there is a huge problem. And we are finding solutions to that. And of course, our members are reaping the benefits, and which we're so thankful for. And we're just going to continue to do it. We're going to continue to grow and continue to improve and help. Well, another problem that I've run into of late has been bad credit. Now, I have bad credit for a number of reasons, none of which are really the lack of paying for things. Okay. I have a bunch of bad credit due to some very, very bad, poor financial decisions I made 5 years ago, and I have yet to recover from them. I mean, I have financially, but from a credit standpoint, I have yet to recover, because things stay on your credit report for like 7 to 10 years. It's absolutely ridiculous. Why does it take 7 to 10 years? How is that a thing? Do you have any idea how many entrepreneur stories are typically a 3-year story? It's usually 3 to 5 years of somebody going from homeless to millionaire. It's usually a 3 to 5 year story, you know? So it baffles me beyond belief that credit things stay on your report for 7 years. And because of that, plus going through the divorce I went through, guess what happened? My credit score is awful, so bad that I can't rent a place. I have nowhere to go. Well, I mean, I have my mom's. Hence why I live with my mom. Okay, sorry if you have headphones on. I was a little loud. I apologize. I won't do that again. So that's why I'm currently living with my mom. And ultimately, I lived with her when I first moved to Wisconsin due to the divorce. And at the end of the day, I was getting kicked out of there by her landlord, as well as my ex-wife was getting kicked out of her place by her own mom. And we were both found ourselves in this homeless situation. With money. Homeless with money. What is that? What is that? I've just never heard of it before. And now that I've done it and experienced it, guess what, guys? This is totally normal. This happens to a lot of people. You might not believe me, but if you go and you do some research about the RV community, the vast majority of RVers, the vast majority, especially if you find winter RVers, the vast majority of them are full-time RVers. Why are they full-time RV people? Most of the time, it's because they can't get a place to rent because they have bad freaking credit. How do I know this? Well, I've been to a few campgrounds, like a few by a lot. I was camping for 100 days without my RV. 100 days before I bought an RV. And in that time frame, I was able to save up enough to buy a nice RV. And that's what my family has been staying in this whole time. And ultimately, it was a choice between continuing to live under the same tiny roof as my ex-wife or moving in with my mother. Naturally, I picked my mom. more details on that in the last podcast, I think. Anyway, and so that's where I'm at. And I just want to explain, this is why I kind of like thinking the way I like to think, because this is a problem, and it's not a small problem. It's not just a problem that happened to me. It is happening to a ton of people. I'm currently living in an RV park. Naturally, there's a lot of neighbors, all RVers. I got to talking to them. Guess what? Same story. The vast majority of those folks are there because of bad credit, and renters will not accept them. Can you believe that? Isn't that insane to think that this is not a one-time scenario? To me, it's insane. I'm thinking like I'm like the only one. No. These folks, most of them work remote. Some of them don't. Some of them go to work, and they just had to find an RV park close by, close enough anyways. Isn't that nuts? And so I see guys every morning leave their RV, go shower in the showers, because there's showers at the RV park. They go and shower, and then they leave, and they drive off to work every single morning. It's crazy to me that this is the only option. I'm only thankful that I was able to actually have enough money to buy an RV out of the blue, like out of nowhere, right? Because it was kind of sudden. I'm just so grateful for that. And I love my RV. There's nothing wrong with that. And I love spending time with my kiddos, even if it isn't an RV. The only challenge is I'm not a big fan of sharing that with my ex-wife. That's all. Anyway, so that's a problem that I am looking to solve, you guys. I am hereby declaring war on the credit system. It is such a terrible system. It's stupid. It's really, really stupid. And I'm going to fix it. I don't know how, but that's a problem that I intend to solve. And the way that you can solve problems, by the way, is with two things. Any problem, ultimately you need two resources. You need money and you need influence. Influence could also be substituted for authority. Money and authority, money and influence. Okay? This is what you need to solve and make massive changes, such as the credit system, or the banking system, or the insurance system. These are all systems that I intend to fix using money and influence. I might not have a ton of influence right now, but I promise you that's going to change. I guarantee it. And not by my own efforts. I'm not saying I'm some fantastic crazy guy. No. I've got the best team behind me, and I just happen to have a little bit of a weirdly creative mind when it comes to problem solving. And so they are going to help me. They already know it, and they're already poised and ready for it. And we are doing so, so well in business and in trading that the money part is going to be totally fine. The next step is influence. Think about some of the people that have made massive, massive, massive shifts in the world. Elon Musk comes to mind. I'm sure most of you could have predicted that if you've listened to my podcast at all. I'm a bit of an Elon Musk fan. I don't agree with everything he says, just like I don't agree with pretty much anyone says. There's going to be disagreements. However, what I can tell you is with money and influence, that guy is making serious change to the world and solving seriously huge problems to the tune of billions of dollars. Right? That is a problem solver. And to me, I find that really, really fascinating. I've been really enjoying following his Twitter battles, just because it's interesting to see somebody get attacked for for allowing more free speech. It's just really fascinating to me that there's this guy that is actually holding himself accountable to his company, and he's getting attacked left and right about it. And it's a little nuts. It's a little nuts to me. But anyway, I'm really excited about it. I just realized I might have missed my turn. Anyway, so this guy, though, what else did he do? Well, he saw a big problem being climate change. This is one of those things I probably would not agree with him on so much. But whatever, he thinks that there's a climate change problem, as do a lot of people. And that is a big problem, assuming it's real. Okay? That's a massive problem. What did he do? He said, well, you know what? It'd be awesome if everyone had electric cars. And everyone's like, dude, yeah, that would be awesome, but electric cars are so freaking expensive. Elon Musk is essentially the Henry Ford of electric vehicles. Have you ever thought of that? Henry Ford is the first person to make automobiles affordable for people. For regular, everyday, most people. Elon Musk is doing the same thing with Teslas. Have you noticed more Teslas driving around? You know why? He keeps creating smaller, easier to make models that become affordable and still require only batteries. No gas. That's him solving the problem of climate change one car at a time. Okay? That's amazing. I don't even agree with climate change arguments, but I agree with if you see a problem that you can come up with a solution using money and influence. Okay? He almost went bankrupt because of Tesla, by the way. He asked for Apple to take care of, to buy out Tesla. He asked for Microsoft to buy out Tesla. And everyone turned him down. And he had nothing else to do but to make it successful. And he did. Okay? It's still not like a super profitable company, but it is still obviously making a big impact on the world in a positive way. SpaceX. What the crap has SpaceX done? Quite a few things. Let me start with the one that most people don't care about, and that is they created a spaceship that can not only take off, but can also land. Why is that impactful? Because as we think about humans outliving the resources of the planet, again, talking about that climate change problem that he's talking about, we have to explore other planets. It's part of the journey. Okay, I think it's smart. It is a smart idea. Well, in part of that venture, that's an expensive thing to experiment with. Well, he just saved the government billions upon billions of dollars because they only have to build the rocket once. You know, like, and now it'll take off and then it'll land. And then it'll take off and then it'll land. Like, that is a powerful thing. Again, he almost went completely bankrupt on that project. But now is the best part about that. Guess what? SpaceX also created a satellite system for satellite internet that actually works, that gives you super fast speeds. It, in general, has pretty great signal because of how many satellites he sent up into the atmosphere. And it is doing extraordinarily well, and he has done some crazy awesome things with it. He moved those satellites specifically to go over that one country. The country that was invaded by Russia. I'm so sorry, guys. I can't remember the name of it. Oh, that's gonna kill me. But he helped them have communication using his satellites when the Russians kind of closed out the rest of their communication options. That's amazing. That's solving some massive problems in the world. There's a reason this guy is a billionaire. And now he took over a social media platform that he didn't even want in the end. He wanted it at first, thought it was a fun idea, and then he was like, wait, this is a bad idea, But it was too late. He's contractually agreed, and therefore he ended up having to go through with the deal. And now he's got this social media platform, and he is just getting attacked left and right. Now, is he going to succeed with it? Well, based on past experience and past, you know, rate of successes, I would say, yeah, I think Twitter's about to, you know, become a big player on the in the social media side. Again, because if you didn't know, Twitter is like ninth or something like that in terms of revenue size and stuff like that. It's a losing money company, really. So interesting. Anyway, the point that I'm trying to illustrate using Elon Musk as an example is that there are a lot of big problems in this world, and the way to solve them is through money and influence. How do you get money and influence? Well, it's pretty simple. You create more impact. The more impact you make, the more influence you get. The more impact you make, the more money you make. This is how it works. Okay? Impact. How can I make a better impact? A bigger impact. How can I help more people? Serve more people? How can I have that, right? Like, that's the key, you guys. So if any of you are out there and you're an aspiring business owner, you're like, you know what? I just really want to have my own business. Hey, totally cool. You have to solve a problem. Well, I guess it depends on what kind of business owner you want to be, because there's plenty of people that own a landscaping company or that own a mechanic shop or something like that, and they make a good living, you know, a decent living. But do you want to skate by in mediocrity, or do you want to actually get some real money with some real impact and actually have some real influence in the world in order to solve bigger problems, in order to have your voice be louder, right? Like, this is what it's all about. It's up to you. There's nothing wrong with the mediocre stuff. That's like my brother to a T. I talk to him a lot, and he's like, he thinks I'm nuts being a business owner. He thinks I'm completely insane. He's like, dude, I love working until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, coming home and be with my family and not worry about anything on the weekends. And then I get a week of vacation every year. He's like, I love that. He's like, it's a mindless thing that he's able to spend quality time with family. Look, I get that. That's totally cool. There's nothing wrong with that. So you can be a business owner like that too, by just kind of like making a business and grow it slowly but surely. And it can be a service-oriented businesses, you know, like a plumber or electrician, those kinds of things. There's nothing necessarily wrong with that. But for me, I feel like I honestly, and this is not supposed to sound egotistical, even though it will, I honestly feel like God has given me a gift. My gift of creativity is is really nice. And I do listen to other people's ideas as well, which is what makes it particularly powerful. And I don't want that gift to not grow and to be wasted. I don't want to just use my gift to fix, you know, problems at the house. You know what I mean? Like, I want to use my gift to make some serious impact and solve some serious problems in the world, because I feel like that's my calling. That's what I'm here, that's what I'm like meant to do. And I feel like everybody is actually meant to live to their fullest potential. The only way to do that is to really analyze, self-analyze, and to see what problems you want to solve in this world. And then to start making the necessary steps to solve them. One really great thing about Prosperity Movement that I love so much is that by mastering the skill set of trading, you don't even have to worry about the money part. All you have to worry about is the influence part. And here's the coolest thing. You don't have to be the one influencing. You don't have to be the authority in play. You can collaborate with someone who already has authority. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. What I want to do is I want to be, between me and my business partners, I want us to have the influence. And then I want our community members, if they have a problem they want to solve and they have the money, I want them to be able to leverage our influence in order to solve these problems. And together we will be an army of impact. The impact army. How awesome is that? Man, we can seriously have a positive change on the world in a variety of different ways. And there are things that I will support even if I might not agree with it. You know, like, I do support electric vehicles. I think it's awesome. I do support, you know, Elon's attempt at solving a problem that I don't agree with. That's okay. I'm open to that. I try to stay open-minded with that kind of stuff. I try to look at the facts. And there are certain facts when it comes to climate change that are hard for me to explain. But there are other facts that are hard for the other party to explain as well. So nobody really knows. And so the question is, do we play it safe? Which is what Elon Musk wants to do, essentially. Right? Let's solve the problem even if it doesn't exist. That way it'll prevent the problem later. Or do we just not care? Like me. And just be like, whatever. It's not a big deal. And that's kind of where I'm at. But anyway. The point here, guys, is that you can solve problems. So my biggest problem right now is my credit. That is a problem I intend to attack very much head on. But I can't do it right now. There are steps that have to occur in order for me to do that properly. Money and influence. How do I get the influence to change the credit system? There's only one way. There's literally one way. And that one way is to have the biggest bank in the country. Not even exaggerating. Prosperity Bank, whatever we name it. Okay? We have to have the biggest bank in the country to have the influence needed to completely change the credit system. Do you have any idea how powerful it would be for a bank to say, hey, listen, do you have bad credit? We don't even look at it. We don't even look at your credit score. How powerful would that be? That's some power. That's some influence. Making some amazing changes to the world. What would the competition be forced to do at that point? This is why capitalism is beautiful. One member of competition does something crazy like that, the rest have to follow suit or lose business. Lose value in their shares. Stockholders will be pissed because they can't keep up with crazy ideas. This is powerful, guys. This is powerful stuff. So, I just gave you some vision into my mind. If you think I can't make the biggest bank in the world, in the country, I should say, let's start there. Then we'll make it world domination. But if you think I can't do that, ooh, you are in for a surprise. Oh, I'm totally going to do it. And I know exactly how. It's just going to take a little bit of time. A little bit of time. And I think it'll probably happen faster than I'm currently thinking. Honestly. Things are already moving way faster than I thought in a variety of areas. And all good. All good things. So, guys, really appreciate you. Appreciate you listening in. I love you. I think you also have creativity. You've also been given gifts from God that you need to use to the maximum. That's what you're here for. You're here to serve other children of God using the gifts that he gave you. That's like your purpose. And I shouldn't tell you what your purpose is, but in my opinion, that's what people's purpose is. You're extraordinary. You're unique. You can do things that I can't do. Straight up. That's what makes you unique. That's what makes all of us amazing. That's why we all got to work together in our own strengths. And that, my friends, that is how we create positive change in the world. I hope this makes sense. Vote Zach for president. I'm just kidding. It kind of sounds like a political campaign. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. Love you all. Talk to you later.